wagging hill stool.
I'll have me wagging hill stool around 40.
Ladies and gentlemen. The country as a whole joined with the President of the United States in starting the year with renewed hope. At his inaugural, he faced international problems, staggering in their possibilities. Problems interwoven with our day-to-day existence, mine and yours. At the state dinner, the President was happily confident as he told friends how he received the news of his overwhelming victory.
As Mr. Kelton Bourne was saying, while the president is a million votes ahead in the popular vote, we have yet to hear from the media. And we are very sure that when the popular vote comes in, will be defeated by an overwhelming majority. And I went back to bed and went to sleep.
The story you are about to hear is true. Only the names have been changed to protect the innocent.
Through 12 months dark with conflict, 1949, like all years, leaves its message for posterity.
But right now, listen to this.
Now, if you ever been down to New Orleans, then you can understand just what I mean. Now, all through the week, it's quiet as a mouse, but on Saturday night, they go from house to house. You don't have to pay the usual admission if you're a cook or a waiter or a good musician. So if you happen to be just passing by, stop in at the Saturday night fish fry.
It was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn. It was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn.
Now my buddy and me was on the main stem,
fooling around, just me and him. We decided we could use a little something to eat, so we went to a house on Rampart Street. We knocked on the door and it opened with ease, and a lush little miss said, "Come in, please." And before we could even bat an eye, we were right in the middle of a big fish fry.
It was rockin', it was rockin'. You never seen such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn.
Now the women was screaming and jumping and yelling. The bottles was flying and the fish was smelling. And way up above all the noise they made, somebody hollered, "Better get out of here, this is a raid." I didn't know we were breaking the law, but somebody reached over and hit me on the jaw. They had us blocked off from the front to the back, and they were putting them in the wagon like potato sacks.
It was rocking, it was rocking. You never seen such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn. It was rocking, it was rocking. You never seen such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn.
We headed for jail in a dazed condition. They booked each one of us on suspicion. Now my chick came down and went my bail and finally got me out of that rotten jail. Now, if you ever want to get a fist in your eye, just mention a Saturday night fish fry. I don't care how many fish in the sea, but don't ever mention a fish to me.
It was rocking, it was rocking. You never seen such scuffing and shuffling till the break of dawn. It was rocking, it was rocking. You never see that scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn.
Give me one of them there fish sandwiches.
Get away from that, boy.
Yeah.
Capricious nature wreaked havoc on America's great western plains, where the worst blizzards in history piled a mantle of white death over the land. The loss in livestock was staggering, a loss that was felt as well in lower supplies and rising prices. But man, resourceful and courageous,
countered with Operation Haylift, modern weapons with which to combat an ancient foe.
Tonight I heard the wild goose cry, winging north in the lonely sky. Tried to sleep, but it ain't no use, 'cause I am the brother to the old wild goose. My heart knows what the wild goose knows, and I must go where the wild goose goes. Wild goose, brother goose, which is best, a wandering foot or a heart at rest? The cabin is warm and the snow is deep, and I've got a woman, she lies asleep. When she wakes at tomorrow's dawn, she'll find poor critter that her man is gone. My heart knows what the wild goose knows, and I must go where the wild goose goes. Wild goose, brother goose, which is best, a wandering foot or a heart at rest? My woman was kind and true to me, thinks she loves me, the more fool she. She gotta learn that it ain't no use to love the brother to the old wild goose. My heart knows what the wild goose knows, and I must go where the wild goose goes. Wild goose, brother goose, which is best, a wandering foot or a heart at rest? Spring is coming and the ice will break, and I can't linger for a woman's sake. She'll see a shadow pass overhead. She'll find a feather beside my bed. My heart knows what the wild goose knows, and I must go where the wild goose goes. Wild goose, brother goose, which is best, a wandering foot or a heart at rest? Wild goose!
President, you raise your right hand. You, Harry S. Truman, do solemnly swear.
I, Harry S. Truman, do solemnly swear.
That you will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States.
That I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States.
And will, to the best of your ability.
And will, to the best of my ability.
Preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
So help you God.
So help me God.
This is that once in a lifetime. This is the thrill divine. What's more, this never happened before. Though I have prayed for much as you would suddenly be mine, mine to hold as I'm holding you now, and yet never so near, mine to have. When the now and the here disappear, what matters, dear, for when this doesn't happen again? We'll have this but never, never again.
Never, never.
We'll have this moment forever. But never, never again.
First half of this century has been marked by unprecedented and brutal attacks on the rights of man and by the two most frightful wars in history. The supreme need of our time is for men to learn to live together in peace and harmony. Future with grave uncertainty, composed almost equally of great hopes and great fears. In this time of doubt, they look to the United States as never before for goodwill, strength, and wise leadership.
Starting the long series of handshakings, congratulations, and the applause cheers of the multitude, which will be his in increasing number throughout the day, a day which starts now from the east portico of the Capitol with this inauguration ceremony completed, the inaugural parade and the inaugural ball. We're anticipating some action of the next 10 hours. Meanwhile, the action of the moment is that Harry Truman, standing there in the center of the presidential platform, is surveying the scene. I'll warrant he's also standing for photographers who are anywhere from 20 to 200 feet away with varying power lenses for those historic photographs.
It makes you dance, and you know what I mean. It gives you more pep.
Forget the trouble, all that.
You understand?
We'll be right back.
is this boy going to arrive, Frank?
Any minute.
We'll find the romance and danger waiting in it beneath the Broadway lights.
But we've hair on our chests, so what we like the best for the nights.
New York, New York, a wonderful town. The Bronx is up and the battery's down. The people ride in a hole in the ground. New York, New York, it's a wonderful town.
Famous places to visit are so many, so the guidebooks say. I told my grandpa I wouldn't miss on any. We got just one day, gotta see the whole town, right from Yonkers on down to the bay, in just one day.
New York, New York, a wonderful town. The Bronx is up and the battery's down. The people ride in a hole in the ground. New York, New York, it's a wonderful town.
Women are all in silk and satin, so the fellas say. There's just one thing necessary in Manhattan. When you got just one day, gotta pick up a date, maybe seven or eight on your way, in just one day.
New York, New York, a wonderful town. The Bronx is up and the battery's down. The people ride in a hole in the ground. New York, New York, it's a wonderful town.
What do you think about that song?
I think it's a wonderful thing, Frank. It's different. It's got a tremendous sound to it. I've never heard a record quite like it.
Oh,
621,392. A nice even figure. That's the number of babies who will be born next year in the United States.
A little bird told me that you love me.
That you love me.
And I believe that you do.
I believe.
This little bird told me I was falling.
Really falling.
Communism was fought on many fronts. In the forefront was the church. Cardinal Mindszenty of Hungary became a martyr for his faith. And thousands in Rome prayed for the man who braved red tyranny. Under the leadership of His Holiness Pope Pius, churches throughout the world joined in protesting the life imprisonment of a churchman.
Touch. Touch me, Lord Jesus.
Ah!
to face trouble within his camp, too. Yugoslavia, the Reds' gateway to the Mediterranean, stepped out from behind the Iron Curtain. Tito became independent, and the West moved cautiously to help him in his stand against Stalin.
You're tired of me. It's plain to see. Just a mere sensation. Now that we're through, I'll get along somehow. I wanted love. You promised love. But all you gave was conversation. Though I miss you, I'll get along somehow. All I have left is just one picture of you. But though I miss you, I'll get along somehow.
Just before we went on the air, we asked if there were any young people present who'd like to get married someday. And our studio audience selected Miss Mary Cool and Dr. Eugene D. McCann, Jr. And here they are. Folks, meet Groucho Marx.
Mary Cool?
That's right. Cool.
Oh, cool, huh? Where are you from, Mary?
I'm from around Milwaukee. I was born in Wauwatosa.
I had that for breakfast this morning. Why did you come to California?
I came to see the Rose Bowl game last year.
You were a little late, weren't you, Mary?
No, we won.
Oh, you won, huh?
Yes, we did.
And now you're waiting for the next Rose Bowl game?
That's right.
And what do you do between games?
Huh? I'm a secretary.
And Mr. McCann?
That's right.
McCann Jr., huh? Eugene D. McCann, huh?
That's right.
What does the D stand for? Does that represent anything?
Oh, that's the first letter of my middle name.
Woo!
best of all long cigarettes.
Stop!
Hey, everybody, did the news get around about a guy named Butcher Pete? Old Pete just flew into this town and he's chopping up all the women's meat.
He's hacking and whacking and smacking. He's hacking and whacking and smacking. He's hacking and whacking and smacking. He just hacking, whacking, chopping that meat.
Butcher Pete's got a long, sharp knife. He starts chopping and don't know when to stop. All you fellas better watch your wives, because Pete don't care whose meat he chops.
He's hacking and whacking and smacking.
Over. You ain't heard nothing yet.
I will attend to that. It's for me.
Well, they let old Pete out of jail. He went back to his store. All the women who went his bail were waiting on Pete to chop some more.
He's hacking and whacking and smacking. He's hacking and whacking and smacking. He's hacking and whacking and smacking. He just hacks, whacks, chopping at me.
What a soup! What a delicious soup!
think jazz is going to come right back to where it was. Just a question of time.
When it comes down to dance music or jazz music or whatever you call it, ragtime music, they're going to go to work and make an addition to that one note that you had.
Thank you. two girls, you know, high browns. And I was so young, you know, and they asked me, where'd you come from? I told them Chicago. Well, I did out of the country, I know it, but they didn't have to know where I come from. But then they found out, they said, Daddy says, take us up there and buy some beer. So I took them up, they had to get beer in a pigeonhole, you know. Wouldn't let women inside of a bar and a saloon, what they call it down there. So I ordered three glasses, these big tumblers. And so when they got up the beer, and the women says, all right, let's drink, Daddy. So I grabbed my glass and got out to it. I got a big mouthful, but I wouldn't swallow the stuff too bitter. I went to spitting it out on the floor and said, oh, Daddy, you from Chicago and can't drink beer? I said, no, I can't drink it. Stuff too bitter for me. You got to put some sugar in it, you know?
Mama, let me be your salty dog. I don't want to be your manny dog, your salty dog. Ah, your salty dog. Give me my quarter, you sold the dog. Oh, you sold the dog. Little big fish swimming in the water. Come back here, man, you give me my quarter, you sold the dog. Ah, you sold the dog. I'm gonna be your sold the dog. I don't wanna be your man at all, you sold the dog. Oh, you sold the dog. Mama, let me be your sold the dog. I don't wanna be your man at all, you sold the dog. Ah, you sold the dog. You sold the dog. Oh, you sold the dog. Oh, and the ham and the combination. Turned up mules on my plantation. You sold the dog. Ah, you sold the dog.
You know, let me tell you one thing. I've known it in my experience in life. Of course, our better judgment keeps us from doing certain things. But it's a known fact. But the thing that a guy can't have is the thing he wants the most. Now, that's human nature.
Your 3 minutes are up, sir. Your 3 minutes are up, sir.
You've been listening to 1949 Part 1 from Centuries of Sound. This was just a preview of the first hour. The full mix can be found to stream at centuriesofsound.com or to download at patreon.com/centuriesofsound. Centuries of Sound could not continue without our kind supporters on Patreon. For as little as $5 per month or local equivalent, you can get extra mixes, early radio podcasts, and the satisfaction of helping this project survive. That's at patreon.com/centuriesofsound.